Happy Halloween, everyone. We're just gonna have a good time today. Hello! Welcome to Poppin' Circumstance. Let me get closer to the mic here. We are the podcast that talks about pop culture.
Movies, books,
manga, anime, TV shows, yes. And today, a little bit different, we're also going to talk about theme parks, just a little sprinkle of theme parks in here, because we're going to talk about our favorite things to do, slash watch, slash experience during the Halloween season.
Hell yeah, boy.
Ooh, we haven't really, we have to tell who we are. I'm Eva.
I'm Emily.
I'm Victoria.
And Emily and Victoria are mostly going to talk about Horror Nights, the Universal Horror Nights, because
hell yeah,
they love that shit. I do not. They went without me last year and I was totally fine.
You were having like a mini crisis in the middle, I remember. You were scared to be alone.
I was. Just in my house. But then our roommate at the time came home and I was like, oh my god, thank you, you're here.
What a baby.
I am a baby, yeah.
We told you you could have gone.
No, it's scary.
Could have just stayed in one of the scary places.
There's scary people outside.
Only in scare zones.
You have to go through the scare zones.
But they don't. It's not like...
Do you think, personally, you could do it now that you've been exposed to even more scary things? Do you think you could do it?
Maybe.
Do you think... Oh, no, I don't think we should send her to Knott's first, because I think Knott's is probably scarier, because Knott's is more intense.
Because
the smaller... I'm gonna let everybody in on a secret. The smaller parks are always scarier than the bigger, badder parks. You would think that Halloween Horror Nights goes big and bad. They do, but the smaller parks, because they want to draw you in more, they will go harder.
I have heard
also because less people go, they can space out the people going inside the house, so you're more secluded when you're going through, so you get scared easily.
I have heard that Knott's Berry Farm scare stuff is actually pretty scary. I mean, I've been in their mine cart ride, and that one's terrifying. So
what a baby!
I believe in them. Oh. So I guess, speaking of Knott's, Victoria and I went to their Treats of Halloween food festival during COVID. It actually wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. When you go in, they ask you, have you ever felt any of these symptoms within the last 2 weeks? I mean, you could lie. But I thought I would, call it out, and then everyone seemed to be social distancing.
But you also went on a day that's less busy.
Yeah. I mean, it was busy, but, like, not so where I felt unsafe.
Yeah.
No, we definitely had time, or, like, room to run away. Or, like, go to, like, a small, secluded area and eat.
Yeah, because we don't even, like, eat out at restaurants, because I still don't trust it, there have been some studies where you could be more likely to catch it if you go to a restaurant or whatever. So we were kind of hesitant going there, but we were lucky enough that there were actually a lot of good spots away from everybody where we could eat in peace without having to worry about it. And the food, so good. It was only $30 for like 5 meals. It was really good.
They're
huge.
They were large, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a taste. It was like a whole.
Yeah, it's no Disney thing where they give you like just a little
square.
Yeah,
a morsel
of whatever. Like no, this stuff was like a whole ass chorizo hot dog.
Oh, that was so good. I still think about it.
I got a whole like elote, like corn ear. Oh, and they also had alcohol. Their sangria, their boysenberry sangria, was delish. And then I also got a boysenberry. What's it called? A smoothie. That one was also yummy, but then if you mix the sangria and the smoothie, still fantastic. We had a good time. I had a good time.
When does the festival end?
I think it must be this week, early November.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like maybe a week after Halloween is over.
Okay.
But it was a good time. If you guys just want, a nice spook, a nice folly food adventure with a spooky atmosphere, kind of. They do more stuff at night. In the day, it's just kind of, you're just kind of there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There and eating.
Yeah. It was nice. I liked it. Do you guys want to go straight into...
We're already talking about theme parks.
Yeah, might as well.
We can talk about it. You want to talk about the big bad Halloween Horror Nights?
You go first.
She's celebrating 30 years this year, although the coronavirus really said fuck you on that. Yes, it started in 1991 in Orlando, Florida. They originally called it Fright Nights. We're going to give you a little bit of history about it. It was called Fright Nights first. It was just like a one-night thing. And then it became really popular. And then they made it a three-night thing the next year. And then they changed the name and made it Halloween Horror Nights. Yeah, so it was originally the one night, then three nights, then 30 nights. Whole month.
In Florida, do they do it every day?
Yeah.
Ah, we don't do that here.
It's probably more expensive.
It's also
Thursday through Sunday.
It's here in California. It is a working studio lot where they film shows and movies, usually just shows, but it is a working lot. Florida, it is a theme park. It is just a theme park. They don't really use it as a lot anymore. So that's why they can do it pretty much every single day.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's the best thing ever. I love it. It's not the first and it's not the best one you can go to, but they have a frequent fear pass here. The frequent fear pass, if you are a person who likes to be scared, that's your best investment to get one of those. And if you have more money, also invest in the express pass. So then you never have to wait in the line, because trust me, those lines can get long, especially the closer you get to Halloween.
And if it's a super popular house.
Oh yeah. Because I was like, can't remember which house it was. Oh, fuck. Might have been Resident Evil.
Oh, that shit's so cool.
It was a 2-hour wait. We waited in it. And because the safety of their scare actors are so important, somebody did hit somebody. They, when that happens, they immediately shut the house down because that's not allowed. So they shut the house down after we waited probably like an hour and a half. We were almost there. And I was like, fucking hell. And they just have to dump the whole queue, and you're like, it breaks your heart. But the safety of those scare actors are are the best. So if you know personally, you're not, if you're the type of person when you get scared, you
your immediate reaction is to fight,
instinct, or like you involuntarily like
flail,
flinch.
Yeah,
probably don't go unless somebody can hold you back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I would never put yourself in that position. Yeah. But if you're just like, you know.
I'm a flight person. I try to run. Yeah. Well, I don't run, but.
One of my sisters, she was actually a scare actress in Arizona, in Phoenix. So they, I think it was in like Rawhide, which is like this old kind of open rodeo thing out in the middle of the desert. And they were doing like a zombie like Jeep.
Yeah.
Kind of thing where they had all this desert space and they put different stations in there. And so she was a zombie. And so these Jeeps go from each station and then the people come out with paintballs and you try to shoot the zombies. Yeah. She worked there for a week and she hated it. because being hit with paintballs hurts.
Yeah.
And also because you're out in the middle of the desert. There's a bunch of critters out there. Other than that, I feel like being a scare actor would be a lot of fun.
I was going to say, it's an investment. I have tons of friends who have done it, and they love what they do. They all love what they do.
Right.
But you can get hurt very easily. I had a friend who broke he either sprained his leg or he broke his leg. Because when he went back into his position, the other scare actor also, like, jumped too far back and, like, landed wrong and, like, slammed his leg into the thing. Yeah, it was a whole thing. So, like, accidents can happen. Yeah. It's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
But, you know, always be wary of the stuff. Yeah. I like going with John because John gets scared very easily.
Yeah.
Even though it was the best thing ever. The attendants at Halloween Horror Nights laughed at him because they thought it was so funny because they watched other people get scared.
Yeah.
So he knew it was coming, and he still got scared.
Me. That would have been me.
What he does is that he puts his hands on my shoulders, and all I feel is just...
squeezing.
The squeezing, and then his, like, whole body just jumps up, and I'm just like... and I'm just like, bruh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm just sitting there laughing, because I have a great time.
Yeah.
Because, also, for you, if you're in the front, they probably won't go for you because you don't seem scared. If you're in the middle, they go for you directly.
As long as I'm Victoria,
they literally like search for the people who are hiding. Scared, yeah, because they don't want the confident person because there's no scare coming for you.
But you get her so quick.
Yeah, I was like, because if you look at this, is like. Because you have to trick yourself into it. Because I was a big scaredy cat. The first time I went was the Sweet 16 for Jack's Sweet 16.
So
2006. I was 10 years old. I was a child. I should have not been there. But I went because my mom told me to go with my cousin. So I was scared out of my mind. And I was just yanking on my brother's shirt. And he's like, stop fucking doing this.
Yeah.
He's like, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
But I learned later on in life when I went to Hollow Scream at Busch Gardens in Tampa, that if, because we would always alternate who was leading, and whenever I was in the front, they wouldn't scare me as much as the ones in the middle and the back. Mm. So I was like, bet, I'll always be in the front. These fuckers will never scare me because I can see them. I can see them lit. It's the best thing ever. So just, if you're ever in that situation, just lead.
Yeah. we'll see next year. Maybe if I get enough alcohol in my system and what have you.
I was like, I've been drunk enough that one time, I swear to God, I don't even remember the house. My eyes, I don't even know if they were closed or not. I just
buzzed through it. Nice.
Yeah.
So what are your guys' favorite houses that you guys have ever been to?
Well, I've only been to 3 Halloween Horror Nights.
I was going
to
say, she's
in my life. Yeah. So, I mean, if you have one, you can go first. So, I would say one of the best ones, though, is Trick or Treat. Like, I thought that was such a good house, one.
Yeah.
It was, I hadn't seen the movie yet, but it was quite creepy. It was fun. I had a great time. And the kid on the ceiling. That's a bit water out at you.
Ew, nasty. Gross.
But I loved it.
The thing with Universal that I really, really love what they do with Halloween Horror Nights is how much they invest into telling the stories. Not just scaring
really
you.
Good, yeah.
They're just also just telling. If it's a franchise or something, they're telling you the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of my favorites are The Cabin in the Woods House.
I want to go.
Iconic.
I wish I was in that so bad.
Iconic. I was scared out of my mind because I knew the movie really well.
Yeah.
I loved the movie. Uh-huh. And when it got to the elevator scene, I said, fuck no, get me the hell out of here. Because I was like, if these doors open, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
What other house? The Krampus house. Also, because like if I loved the movie, I really thoroughly enjoy the houses the best.
Right. That makes sense.
Krampus was also scary because they had so many open areas.
I hate an open area. It is.
I was like,
it's
how the
more
fuck
scary,
do I? Because I'm like, where are you? Where's the person that's trying to scare me? And how do I get past you?
I do get confused sometimes when you're like going through the rooms and it's just like, where do you go?
Another great one was, I also like the non-franchise ones.
Like the ones that they make, like, originally?
Yeah. There was a, like, an urban legend one that was basically, I don't remember the actual title of it, and I don't remember what year this was, but it was about, basically, like, the traditional stories that they would tell us, like, the fairy tale stories when we were kids.
Okay.
Just, like, creepy.
Yeah, like, the creepy versions of it. and then at one point, I remember you had to duck.
Oh.
And so, like, you were not crawling, but you were just kind of bent over a little bit.
Okay.
So your back was against the wall, and they would come from underneath.
No.
So if you jumped up, you would hit the wall.
Oh, and no.
So I was like, it was just so intense in that house that it scared the living bejeebus out of me. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They do their theming.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
There are tons of, like, little things that they do that are really, really well. I'm trying to think of other ones that I adore. There's another house that I'm forgetting about that I'm going to be really mad that I forgot about.
You'll ping pong back and forth.
Go ahead.
I think they're Universal Monsters one.
Oh, yes.
Always slaps. They're so good every time, even though it's like, you know, the older monsters.
Yeah, you wouldn't think those,
like,
would
scary.
Be scary. Yeah.
They do get you. And they do it really well. Like, I went to, what was the first one that I went to? I think just regular Universal Monsters Unleashed or something. Fantastic. And then the one we went to last year was like Frankenstein versus like Wolfman or something. Still great. Fantastic. Somebody touched me.
Oh.
Which I'm not supposed to do, but I think it was an accident.
Yeah.
It's fine. I was like,
Sometimes they swipe and you happen to move when they swipe. Yeah, so then you get really close and you're like, oh, shit.
I do remember one time I went to a haunted house, like one of those legit ones back in Arizona. I forgot what it was called. It was either called like The Nest or something like that. And I remember one time this guy came up really close to me, this actor came up really close to me, and he asked something or he said something, and all I could smell was his rank breath. I was like, and I guess I wasn't scared at that point because I was just like, bro. I literally said, I was like, your breath stinks. And then he retreated. And I was like, you hurt his feelings. I did. I was like, bro, you need to brush your teeth. That's one of the biggest things I remember from that. That's the only time I went to a scare house.
Bro. I do like that. Last year they didn't do it, but they do normally do the terror tram. Mm-hmm. So the first year I went, it was the Titans of Terror. So Leatherface, Jason, Michael Myers, and the guy with the claw.
Freddy.
Yeah. And, you know, they take you down on the lot, and they take you past the Psycho House. And they start the, like, little maze thing from there. Okay. That was really good. The one they did the year after that was, like, strange. It was, like, their own...
I remember like it.
They made up their own thing.
Yeah, but it wasn't great.
It was just there.
Plus, this the first time I went, it was spread out enough that you could kind of like walk at your own pace. And the second time I went, it was like super packed, so you were like
kind of on top of each other.
Yeah, which always sucks a little bit with Universal because it's so popular, especially like the super popular houses. If you get stuck like in between a group of people, you have to like wait for the people in front of you to move, and then you have to move, and the people behind you are pushing you, which like, you know, kind of impacts your scare a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, always a good time. Plus the scare zones. I love a scare zone. Mm-hmm. It's free haunts. Mm-hmm. No waiting. They did have a, oh my God, I can't even think of the one. They had one where you had to like walk through, and it was like chain link fencing or some shit like that. And the people that were like hiding in the fence had a very similar material that they were wearing.
Okay.
And I was getting too cocky because it was like in the middle of the night, and I was like, whatever, I'm like done being scared.
Yeah.
I was like walking by myself on my phone, turned the corner right into one of those people that hopped right out of the fence. I got scared and I was like, never mind. Let me go back into this my group of friends. I was like, not again.
I will never be confident again.
It was like a hell themed one. About the devil.
One of the things I miss the most about living here in California and this Halloween Horror Nights is the lack of shows here. Although Florida did get rid of the best show, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Excellent.
They got rid of it because they gave us that shitty ride, Fast and Furious. Anywho.
Shitty.
Yeah, if you've done the back tour lot. It's the same thing. But
so boring.
It's so dumb. But anywho, that show was so funny because it would just recap the year, and it was just Bill and Ted going through it, though. So the only time I ever saw the show was actually the last year they did it, and it was the year that Pandora opened at Animal Kingdom, and they're allowed to just talk about whatever. So they were talking about Flight of Passage, and then if you haven't ridden the ride yet.
I've not.
But one of the biggest things that everybody talked about when that ride first came out was the fact that, like, when you're sitting on the thing, it, like, breathes in your between your legs. Oh. So they're like, it's like breathing in between your legs.
I was like, that's gross.
But it when you ride it, it's, like, kind of cool because it's just like, oh, my God, it's so immersive. But,
okay, I get that. But
it's just the funniest thing in the world. And I was just like, you know what? I'm sad to see the show go. And I happened to be... Was I a team member at that point? I might have been. I don't remember. But I had a frequent fear. If not, then I was constantly going. I was like, I need to see
those
the show.
Those are fun, yeah.
Yeah. So I miss those shows. They also have the dance shows, but there's...
They do have the Jabberwockies here.
Yeah, they have the
Jabberwockies. What's a Jabberwocky? I can only think of the thing from Alice in Wonderland. Is that what it is? Or is that different?
Jabberwockies?
Yeah.
They're the dance group. They have, like, the mask, and then they have, like, wear all black. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, the white? No? They're like, really popular.
I've probably seen them once. I was thinking of, like, the mythical creature. There's a Halloween dance thingy?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, the dance team is, like, it's a well-known dance team, but they just perform for Halloween
Hornets. Oh, those guys. Okay.
They have, like, a little, they, like, I don't know, contract them to do.
That's really cool.
Perform. I've never seen it, but people go to it. I imagine it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm there for the mazes.
For the scariness.
Because it's all, I like, personally, I just think it's, like, fun. Like, you're going into and immersing yourself into a scary, like, movies or TV shows that you love. Like, when we went to Us, I think Us is a great movie.
Yep.
And, you know, it starts off, like, the maze actually starts off with the carnival. Yeah. Or
the fun house.
Yeah, the fun house. So we were like, you know, walking in and I was like, losing my mind.
Yeah.
That one was really fun. And like I said earlier, I mean, the theming is always just really great. I mean, obviously it's because it's Universal, which is like an actual movie or production lot, studio, what have you. Mm-hmm. So they always do a really good job.
And then Lupita was able to go to one.
She did it one day. She did it the day before we went.
Yeah.
I'm so upset.
We could have seen Lupita. We were so close.
My eyes would have been closed. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't even have seen her. But yeah.
She's so creepy.
Yeah.
Red.
Ooh. Yeah, no. There's plenty of, like, your local theme park.
Yeah.
Should have a scare zone. Almost or scare always,
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Or even sort. Just, like, not even part of a theme park. A lot of, I don't know who they belong to, but a lot of local companies will have pop-ups every once in a while.
We have our most popular one is the 17th door here in the OC, which is like one of those like intense haunted houses where they can like touch you and do stuff to you.
Wait, didn't you go to one where they could do all that weird stuff to you?
Yeah, so like the purpose of this maze, it's timed. So you go through 17 doors.
Okay.
Hence the name. And I think you get like 2 minutes in each place. And so they lock you in. So like the way it works, right? So you have to sign a waiver and then they take you. I know. And then they take you in. So theming around it all is like you're going into a mental hospital, which is, you know, not the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, puts a little stigma out there about that. But anyway, so they, like, you know, you go in and then they treat you like a patient. Mm. So then they, like, you know, kind of pat you down, make sure, you know, you're all good. And then they send you through the door. So the doors open and close automatically. So you only have a certain amount of time to get in and out. Mm. Otherwise, you, like, stay there.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So I think the whole thing is maybe, like, 45-ish minutes. But anyway, each room has, like, a different thing to it, but these people get like up in your face, they touch you, they do other things. So like in one room I got shocked, like we were sitting on chairs.
Okay.
And the like purpose of the room is that you were like watching an execution. Oh. Like somebody get electrocuted.
Okay.
And my cousin had gone beforehand. Bitch did not tell me. So we were all like sitting there, right? And then the guy, the scare actor, gets electrocuted and then, you know, he's like dead or whatever. And then he pops up at the very end. And then if you're still sitting in your chair, it sends a shock, which actually hurt quite a bit. I'm not even going to lie. So my cousin was like squatting, like
she was like sitting, but like, she's like, know, hovering.
Yeah. Hover. I was like, what the fuck? And then in one of them, you get to shoot ping pong balls at what you think are, I don't know, crazy people running around. Mm-hmm. So you like do it. And then like a few doors later, you become those people.
Oh.
So the way they get you, right?
Huh.
So they like pull you in and they're like, you get in trouble for, I don't know, roaming the halls or whatever. So they put a fucking bag over your head.
No.
And they stick you in like a locker, but without the door, like just kind of like a cubby.
Okay.
And they're like, you know, good luck basically. And they tell you, you know, they're like, they give you a few seconds. They're like, do you want to take your glasses off? You don't answer in like 3 seconds. They're like, okay. They just stick it over your head, which is what they told me. I wasn't paying attention. And, my cousin did tell me beforehand. She was like, you know, cover your boobs. I was like, okay. So because they can, like, you know, if you're being a dick, you'll go for the places that hurt the most, right?
Oh, okay.
And so, like, as soon as they started shooting, somebody hit me straight in the nipple. I was like, okay. I was like, all right. Covered up. What else did they do? They stuck you in, and they did stick you in an actual locker because the purpose of like the whole maze thing is like you're helping this girl escape, right? But she has to help you escape as well because, I don't know, the people that run the place are evil or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she sticks you in a locker as somebody is like coming in and making sure like there's nobody there. But me being scared, I had like my eyes closed the whole time and they put you like in an enclosed, like they actually close you in like a locker and I'm kind of terrified of like small spaces. So I was like, okay. Eyes shut and everything. Good for me because they fucking open, there's like a side And they have like a little scare actor, not a little, they have like a little space for a scare actor to be in there. So they open the thing and like a face comes out at you. Which I did not see. I only heard her scream like in my ear. And then they pull you back from behind. There's like a trap door behind you. So they pull you back. So I didn't see any of that, but that shit is scary. And then the last part of it was like, they make you, first of all, walk through a room full of dead cockroaches all over the ground. No, so you walk in, you can hear it crunching. And then there's this one part where you're like running through a hallway, you have to make it to the other door in time, and you don't. Like they do it on purpose so that you like miss getting past it. And so then, have you seen Silent Hill, the movie?
No.
Okay, well, there's this giant figure.
Yeah.
And he carries like a giant knife axe thing.
Like a machete?
So it was like a similar type of thing. So the guy, like, you know, we can see him coming from, like, down the hall, and he's, like, walking slow as hell. And the guy's like, okay, the door's not going to open for another, you know, however many minutes. And so you just have, like, the person's just coming closer, and you're trying, like, everything you can do to, like, get through. But obviously it's not going to open. And my uncle is really, really tall. So the guy's, like, swung his thing, above all of us, because we were short. He hit my uncle's hair. It's, like, mohawk. We were, like, freaking out. Anyway, the last section of it, you get caught by the people who run the mental institution, and you get put into a gas chamber. And so, similarly to being locked in a locker, they close you in an like enclosed space, and then it starts to shift backwards. So you're being like, you're laying on your back, right?
Because it's like tilting.
Yeah. And then at the very end, like right when you get gassed, it opens. So you fall down.
No.
Not like a lot. Like I would say probably like
maybe a foot or two.
No. It's like a few feet.
Oh, okay.
Straight into a ball pit, but nobody, you know, like you don't know what's happening. So that shit was scary, right? And I was like, oh my god. I like crawled out of there as fast as I can, and they're like, okay, like you're done. All you have to do is crawl through this tunnel. And I was like, okay. And they're like, and you want to do it fast, because 10 seconds after you start, we're gonna send somebody in after you.
No.
And I was like, okay. No. So it was me and my cousin, and she was in front of me, I was behind her, and I was like, please go. I was like screaming at her. But then they have, because you have to crawl, they have these really intense fans like blowing down on you, so if you get down like on your body, not like crawling position, it is really hard to get back up. It feels like you're suffocating, kind of. It was really 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 intense, and you climb out of the tunnel.
I can't believe you did that.
I can't believe I did that. I was like, what the fuck. And I don't know why it's so much scarier knowing they can like touch you,
because
in reality it's not like they're gonna bad to you for real. But that shit was so crazy. And then my cousin's like, they do one like a similar thing for Christmas. They're like, so we can go. And I was like,
you're like, nah, I'm good.
I'm good forever. They have it going on now, actually, which I don't know if is that's safe.
Yeah, I was gonna say
COVID times.
Yeah.
But they do have it right now. If anybody wants to check that out, do so at your own risk. Wear a mask.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was a little bit too much for me.
Yeah.
It was just really
intense.
Yeah. And I was like, yikes. So I'm good on that one. I'll stick to Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
We have one of those back home. Not as intense. It's called Screamageddon, and then it's in a open field.
Nope.
Kind of in the middle of nowhere. So there are two houses that you can volunteer to be touched. And the way they do it is that you wear like a glow-in-the-dark headband.
Okay.
So that way they can like clearly see you, so they don't accidentally grab somebody who's not okay with being touched. Because they'll do it like, because it's everybody is interacting at the same time. So then they can grab people that they can touch during the maze. Because one of the mazes was like a, because everybody does this, but now we're living in a pandemic. But like a pandemic related house. And then that one, at first we were going through fine. Nothing was scary. Then all of a sudden I get ripped from my friends.
Oh no.
Because you went through like these like, those like old medical like tent.
Oh things, yeah.
And all like just a hand popped out, and I just went through it. Different time. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, how the hell do I get out of here? Because put me somewhere else. I was like, oh my god. So I just had to follow their voices because I could hear them still, because it's an open field. And I was like, where are you?
That's wild.
And I'm just like, And then that one wasn't that bad. And then we agreed to going into the jail one.
Yikes.
It was like a prison break thing. Oh, God, that one was supposed to be technically, I think it was supposed to be like 10 minutes to get through the house. God, it took us like 30 minutes to get through. Oh, no. It came out dripping in sweat.
Oh, God.
Because like they just didn't want you to leave. And they shoved you in every way, which way possible.
So just making it extremely difficult for you to leave. Like, yeah. That's like their purpose?
Their purpose was to keep you there. Because at one point, I got shoved into a chair, and then he said, open your mouth wide, and try to yank my tooth out. And I was like, broski, no. Mm. And he was like, sing me happy birthday. And I was like, no. He's like, do it. And I was like, this is a scary old, this scary big man. And I'm just like, ugh. Yeah. And then I got shoved into a random ass closet. And then there was another guy in there too, just another human being just was also shoved in there. I was like, hey, how's it going? we're like can we get out now? But we were locked in there. It wasn't even like we could open the door. We were just locked in there. We're just like, cool, so when the fuck are we gonna get out? And it was hot and gross in there, because the whole house was hot and gross. And I'm just like, I want to die. And then finally I could see the exit. There she is.
Really?
And then, no, but here's the thing. I ran, and my friend was directly behind me. And I'm like, lit. Good. We're good to go. But there are other, like, scare actors trying to get you. I get through the door, and I turn around.
And he's not there. He's being dragged back.
She got dragged back in the house, and I was just like,
what do I do?
Because we all lost each other in that house.
Yeah.
Because we all got pulled in different directions, mm-hmm. and you got lost. That, like I asked my friends, I was like, how quickly did you get out? Mm-hmm. And then our friend was the last one. So I was, like, the second to last one in there. And I was just like, bruh, this is not fair. It's intense. Like, those types of, like, like theme park related, those mom and pop sort of haunted houses, they'll go in because they love what they do.
Yeah.
I think Screamageddon is probably, if I remember correctly, they're like the top rated in Florida for haunted houses, because they go in. Because they also have a hayride that they do that was creepy as hell. They are very, very close. They like hop onto the tractor. Hayride, like, Rusky, calm down. Yeah, no, they were very intense. I just remember the whole thing just being very intense. And I was just like, but they're open also right now. But Florida also doesn't give a shit about
Florida don't care.
COVID, so if you really want to go ahead. Just wear a mask.
Just know what you're
getting probably
into.
Also don't volunteer to be touched. I personally
don't. Yeah, it's not the greatest.
Right also, like, Busch Gardens is still doing Hollow Scream. Hollow Scream, I've always liked, just because they're less busy. One, you get to hit up all the houses that they have. They don't have any franchises, so they have, like, all just, like, traditional stories. So, yeah, they have all, like, their own just, like, normal scary stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they have that's super, super dope, because it scared the living bejeebus out of me the first time I ever saw it, was they have people on these, like the bungee cords.
Okay.
So I'm walking around, and then they just come whoop over, and I'm like, what the fuck? I literally almost like dropped to the floor. I was like, what the hell? I was not expecting somebody to come over me like that.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll have like the little like trap door thing that'll drop, so they like just pop out of nowhere, and I'm just like,
you're like, hello.
I guess you can do this. It's fun. Like, I like those. I like haunted houses. Yeah. I will always go for it. So, like, or even, like, haunted places. Mm-hmm. I'm always down.
I can't do the real life ones.
Weirdly enough, I will definitely go to an actual legitimate haunted location.
I don't understand you.
No, thank you.
Because, like, you're not guaranteed to be scared or spooked. That one, you're just, like, you go there feeling an energy.
Energy's there, because I was like I said before, when I've been to St. Augustine and I did the ghost tour there, we went into the old prison. Where they used to execute
You know they
people.
Were mistreated there.
Well, they were executed there. Like, you got to see where they hung them.
Yes.
And we went into one of the old cells. You could feel the energy in there, and I'm like, you know,
I'm good. No.
Sometimes you're like, do you carry that with you when you leave? I don't know.
It's exactly, I've told Eva this before, I'm like, if you visit a haunted place, like, don't tell me. I don't want to know if something suddenly, like, appears in our life. Like, I'm scared.
So
I would rather live in ignorance.
It's more like a superstitious
thing. So I know for sure, if we ever go to Paris, you will not go to the catacombs with me.
It's like underground, right?
It is, yes.
I'm not a big fan of enclosed spaces.
Okay. Because I really want to go to the catacombs.
I would love to go to the catacombs. I know the haunted mansion. imagine isn't like a for real like scary ride, but that shit scares that scares the shit out of me so bad.
Well, the mansion's actually underground, so yeah.
As soon as I step into the like actual like haunted mansion,
yeah,
I don't know why, like my heart rate elevates. Yeah. Like I am so scared, and I can't. If somebody paid me $1 million,
I could probably
like,
tell
I just
you why you're so scared. But
I know it's probably haunted for real.
Yeah, yes, I was like, I was like, it's she's for real haunted, which is why you feel that energy. Yeah.
It's too much. Like it is too much. I went to the Queen Mary once to watch a play from when I was in college. I didn't feel anything weird, but it is weird
she has
knowing that stuff happened.
Yeah,
or like that there's been I don't know hauntings or
yeah
whatever. But like I never want to go to like the Winchester House. Yeah. I'm good. Like none of that.
I would love to. Oh.
You guys go together. I will not be doing that.
I do want to go to the Queen Mary. I mean, it's close by, and I think that would be really cool.
All right, would you do there? Those are dates that I'll do with Eva and leave you behind.
Yeah, I can do that. Would you do there? Haunted? They have a haunted maze of sorts.
One of my old coworkers, she was a scare actor there, and she really liked it. I think
because that's not the same as like the ones because you're like walking through the boat, you know.
Yeah, and I think Baggio also was a scare actor
for the Queen Mary.
I think so. Either that or he did it. Wait,
yeah,
he was a scare actor. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I feel like the Queen Mary one isn't that scary.
I wouldn't do it though.
Just that one feels
there are
weird,
real
though.
Energies there.
Yeah, that's why I don't wanna
I was
test.
Like, at a theme park, it's different because it's not real.
Yeah. And then also,
they just
like,
tear that down.
to quote Abuelita in One Day at a Time, I do not believe it, but I do respect it. So I don't want to test any spirits that might be there.
See, I don't fuck with, like, children stuff because, like, the Halloween Horror Nights houses, there was one house in particular we were waiting in line for, but the background, like, the background ambiance music was children singing.
No.
It scared me so much in line that I couldn't make it into the house. I told my friends, I was like, straight up, I was like, I cannot do this. Mm-hmm. I physically feel sick and I cannot do this because it scares the shit out. Children scare me.
Yeah.
I think they're cute, but in like a haunted, scary sense, they're fucking terrifying.
There's something wrong there. They know something we don't.
Also, I was scared because I didn't know. Because I was like, there's no way in hell Universal contacted and hired children.
Ah, so it's like,
so I was like, what the fuck did they use for children? And I was scared. Yeah. And I didn't want to find out, so I left.
Yeah.
One of the things that scares me the most about haunted houses or like mazes and stuff is that everything is so fucking loud.
Yeah.
Loud.
Mm-hmm. My best friend used to put headphones in and play music just to drown out the noise because it was, that's what would scare her.
That
it wasn't
scares
the,
me.
The visual, it was the noise.
The noise is so fucking creepy. Sorry. One of the, again, when I did the 17th door, one of the rooms, there was nothing in it. Like there was nobody chasing you, nothing. The only thing is that it just got super real, super fucking loud. Like there was just a whining noise and it just like went to the max. And I was like, terrified. I was like, my cousin was like, oh, nothing happens in this room. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then boom. And I was like, as soon as we left, I was like, you know, like in the cartoons, if it was like that.
Yeah, your hair would be as the scene of like
I don't know
like
why
Tom
that
Gary.
Scares me.
I don't
so
like loud noises. I always feel like I have to cover my ears.
I do that.
It hurts.
I do. Even when being, I was little, sorry, I say go, when I was go. Little and I used to have a fear of bathrooms, but when I would like go to the bathroom, like especially at school for some reason, every time I'd flush the toilet, I like had to cover my ears because it was so loud and I'd be so scared.
Mm-hmm.
I peed my pants once when I was in first grade because I asked the lunch lady, I was like, can I please bring somebody to the bathroom with me? Like, I'm scared. And she's like, no. And I was like, okay. So I just peed my pants.
Oh,
it's okay. I've grown since then.
She's not peed her pants since. That's so, no. Yeah. Those are, I'm not, no. I mean, even in, like, Thunder Mountain at Disneyland, when you go up the incline in the mining shaft thing, just those big booms, like, get me on edge.
Oh, I have to cover my ears.
Yeah, those ones.
With the bad noises. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's a little creepy.
Even in the Matterhorn.
I do cover my
ears. I have to cover my ears because it's too loud.
I do that.
Some people would consider the Matterhorn a horror ride because your back is getting snapped like you're from The Exorcist.
It's also a haunted ride, so yeah, it could be.
Is, haven't like two people died on that ride?
What's her name?
One person is.
One person.
Dolly.
Dolly, that's right.
Yeah.
Dolly haunts the mountain.
Yeah.
And respect her.
Yeah.
And Timmy's over in Fantasyland. Yeah. We'll do a whole episode on the ghost of Disneyland.
Yeah, we could. I mean, Victoria and I went to Oogie Boogie Bash last year.
So I was going
to
say, there are non-scary ones. Disney has the non-scary ones. The not-so-scary Halloween party.
Yeah, it was cute. Really cute. I had a lot of fun. We brought pillowcases to have our candy. Yeah. I was expecting...
They gave you a shit ton of candy.
And they don't give a shit how often you go and eat thing. No, of course thing.
Not. They're trying... I'm going to be real with you. They're trying to get rid of that candy, because if not, it just goes to waste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so crazy. And I had a fun time and you got to see all your favorite villains and like, it's not really a maze, but it's kind of like a walkthrough thing and they're talking to you and you get to get all your candy and then you get to watch a parade and
the parade was cute.
The parade was cute. Yeah. I really love the parade. My favorite part is the Haunted Mansion.
Yep.
Part, I think that's just the best part of the entire parade, and I love, even though I hate the sound, I loved when the guys are scraping the shovels on the ground and it has the sparks everywhere. I'm like, oh,
that I just love. Awakened a deep memory. When I was, I think, a junior, maybe a sophomore, one Halloween night right after one of my cross country meets, I was already in my cross country outfit, and I was like, well, I look like I'm dressed up. I'm gonna go get some candy. I took my uncle with me. So we were walking, because we live here.
Yeah.
We were walking in one of the neighborhoods, like right by where I used to live. And there was some man in a fucking Jason mask with a shovel doing that, just like out and about on the street. And you know, that's before I like, you know, discovered that I liked horror stuff and being scared. Uh-huh. So I was like legitimately scared. And I was like, obviously he like followed me like a long way.
No.
Like when I was when I was on my way home and I was like, please, I was like, please leave me alone.
please stop.
I used to be really terrified of Halloween back in the day. Yeah. But now, I enjoy it now.
Yeah. And then back to Disneyland, like, I don't really care much for their World of Color show.
Oh, the World of Color show was trash.
It was really lame, actually. And I think they tried too hard. And I was like, yes. It's okay. I'd rather just watch the parade and that's it. Me and Victoria and one of my friends from preschool, we dressed as Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Everyone, complimented us. It was great. I prefer this... I'm sure some Disney diehard fans would think this is a very controversial opinion, but I think Halloween in California Adventure is better. Because when Oogie Boogie curses Buena Vista Street, I love it. I love it. Especially
it's pretty cute.
Yeah, like right when the sun goes down, usually like around 5 or 6 o'clock, all the music goes away, your 30s music goes away, and then the lights turn off, and then you hear Oogie Boogie laugh, and then the music gets very, very loud. And I actually used to work, you know, in that area, and it was so much fun. I loved working out in the carts, like, in that area, because I got to experience it all and see a bunch of people just go like, oh, and then the statue of the Headless Horseman comes alive, and you hear the horse, kind of the ghost of the horse, like, run down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so cool. And the lights, I love it. It's great. I love it.
Had a great time.
Disney would never. Disneyland, but that's always fun.
I was going to say, then there's, like, Disney World does the same thing with Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. It's fun. Same shit.
Yeah.
Exact same thing, but they do the Hocus Pocus show.
Oh, fun.
On the castle. And then they have Hallowishes, the fireworks show, as well as Bootyoo, which is the parade. So, similar thing. So, if you're not into being scared, there's always, like, alternatives.
Yeah.
If you're a theme park person who wants to do Halloween things, there's always something that you can find. And then, like, your city does some sort of harvest festival or something like that.
Or, like, some sort of, right now, there's a bunch of drive-thrus going around.
Yeah.
We're lucky to live near studios, so, like, a lot of studios are having, you know, there was the Freeform drive-thru for, like, 3 days.
That looked pretty cool,
That did look really cool.
Why did they only do it for 3 days? Why did they put so much work into it? And then they're, like, 3 days
old. It was probably too expensive to keep going.
I was gonna say it's Freeform is Disney, so
they're just like we're
out of money.
Put inject some money into us real quick.
Yeah.
Speaking of COVID and not being able to do a lot of stuff during Halloween this year, you can still have fun indoors.
I hate both both of us.
I guess we can list off some of our favorite, like, TV shows and movies that we love to watch around this time. I already said in, like, one of our previous episodes, I love watching Over the Garden Wall.
Yeah.
If you're into, like, a spooky, it's kind of, it's not scary, but it also is a little bit unsettling because it's a children's show, but there's something wrong throughout the entire thing, and the music is so haunting. If you guys are into something like that, very cottagecore, very sepia tone, it's really good. It feels fallish.
Yeah.
Some people, I just thought about this. Would you guys consider the Puppet Master episode of Avatar The Last Airbender, would you consider that a Halloween special?
Oh, creepy. I don't know. A Halloween special, but creepy.
That one's kind of creepy because when I was thinking about it last night, because I was trying to think about my favorite things, the scene where Toph, who, if you guys don't know, Toph is an earthbender, and one of her things is that she's sensitive to vibrations in the ground. And she was like, guys, stop. Like, there's screaming coming from this mountain. And I'm like, hello? It's so scary. And then Hama, this creepy old lady. I just find that's a really creepy, disturbing episode.
That was one.
Yeah.
The Blood Moon episode, is that one?
The Blood Moon?
When he kills
the koi fish?
Oh, no. The lady who does the bloodbending.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a Puppet Master one. Yeah.
I was like, it's that lady, right?
Yeah. That one was creepy.
That was all sorts of creepy.
And then every time people are being bloodbended, the squishy noise. I hate that. That's not fun.
No, ma'am.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Weirdly enough, I consider that movie a Christmas movie. I don't put that in a Halloween category.
I guess the same with, like, Krampus.
Yeah.
Krampus is technically a Christmas movie because it's about Santa Claus.
It's just like the Addams Family Part 2. That's a Thanksgiving movie. That's not a Halloween movie.
So good.
It's so good. Oh, I love the Addams Family movies.
But Debbie.
Pastels. Okay. Oh, iconic. So good. So good. I'm a big fan of a whole bunch of, like, Halloween specials and, like, TV shows like Bob's Burgers. I'll rewatch those throughout the year.
Okay, but what's the most iconic Halloween special?
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
There we go.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Ghost in 613.
Yes.
Like, that one is just a great mixture of great comedic timing and just a little bit of spookies that are good for kids, but it's just
a little bit of spookies. That was a lot of spookies. Yeah, for a child. I was like, that was the best of the
core shows.
Yeah.
I love
that. Was truly the scariest one.
It was. I remember it being super scary, especially when the lady in the portrait, like, looks at him and then comes back. And then at the end, when I think it was Cody, he was just like, how'd you guys do the portrait thing? They're like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I can't do that. And I'm like, oh my God. She's there. But it's just, there's so many good, like, it paces so well.
Can you do the thing?
I was like, she's here. Hola, Ghosty. Welcome to our la 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 la. Who dares to go? Oh, it's so good. It's like, I hate pizza. So good. Oh, another one of my favorite Disney Channel Halloween specials is the That's So Raven special, Don't Have a Cow.
Oh, turns into the cow.
Yeah, turn into the cows. I was watching it with my sisters and I still cackled. It's so funny. It's so good. It's not spooky, but it's just, you know, mischief.
The Hannah Montana one is funny as hell.
What's that one?
Oh my god. It's the one where she's filming the movie with, what's his face? Oh my god.
Oh my god, that one guy with the...
Yeah, with the hair. Yeah.
Didn't ask to say it.
He's got something special, that boy.
Oh yeah, he's got something special. Oh, okay, I remember now, okay. Yeah, that's all I mean. And then, you know, obviously the Disney Channel original movies.
Those are Twitches. Iconic.
Yeah, Twitches just feels good. Too? Both of them are great.
Halloween Town.
All three of them.
Oh yeah. Wait. Yeah.
I said all three of them. I know what I said.
Yeah. I was like, we don't acknowledge the last one doesn't exist.
They thought they could pull the wool over our eyes.
As if. Which is kind of look like Marnie though.
No, okay, but it's so dumb because I asked my friend, I was like, so what was the excuse? Why did they recast? And he said it's because she got too old. And I was like,
but she's in college in that movie.
But why does it fucking matter?
Yeah.
I was like, she's college age, you look old.
Yeah. Like,
sorry, you're getting old.
Yeah. The stress of college degrades your looks.
To you.
bruh, but it's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah.
They did her dirty, but I digress.
Whatever. And then you guys say you love Hocus Pocus.
I like Hocus. It's so good.
Controversially, I don't give a shit about Hocus Pocus.
What the fuck? Okay. How dare you do that?
I know. You see, I know. People, the whole audience is booing.
I'm booing you.
Boo. Get out of here. All right, I'm leaving.
No.
I mean, if you put it on, I'll watch it.
Okay, so you don't like fun, is what I heard.
I don't know. I remember, again, I vaguely remember, mentioned this in the last episode, but Don't Look Under the Bed actually terrified me as a kid.
True.
And I hate that. And then their late 90s, early 2000s Disney Channel original movies hit differently.
I was going to say, as I was rewatching this last week, Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
Yeah, those are good.
That. Love. Mm-hmm. Phantom of the Megaplex. Love that. I could go on. Scream Team.
Oh,
watched
that
for the first time this year. I thought I had seen that. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I'd seen that. No, I had not seen that movie. As I said before, The Twilight Zone. Terror one with Kristen Dunst. Beautiful movie. Love that movie. I'll watch that any day.
I can't think of any other Halloween movies, spooky movies.
Like lighthearted ones?
Ones that I would watch.
Yeah. Those, like the ones that you would watch?
I can't think of any
more. Because I was like, I know ones that I like, but they're actually scary.
I mean, what are they? Like, which ones, like, that you would watch specifically around Halloween time?
I mean, I prefer to watch the classic, the 70s ones, Halloween. Which ones the ones we just saw for the
we
first
watched,
time?
We watched Friday the
13th. Friday the 13th, yeah.
Oh, that was funny. We were cackling.
Yeah, that was funny. the first one is so good. The second one's, like, basically, like, the first
one,
but less
fun. Yeah, the second one was kind of boring.
Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, baby Kevin Bacon.
I don't care for Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but that's just because that movie has a weird vibe to it. I mean, I think it's supposed to have a weird vibe to it, but it does.
Yeah.
And I don't like it, but I love watching Halloween. Like, I don't know why that movie gets me, like, in the perfect... Yeah. So good. And then Insidious. Because I watched that for the first time, I think, around Halloween when I was in 10th grade. It scares me still, even though I've seen it multiple times. And I know what's going to happen. And I know exactly when everybody's going to pop up. And still, I get scared.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, yeah. Cabin in the Woods for fun. Sure. So good.
Yeah. That one's fun. That one's just a good old time.
Good mixture of horror.
Oh, Trick or Treat, the movie. Trick or Treat. Yeah. That one's just fun to watch, too. Because, again, I love anthologies and it's campy a little bit.
And, sorry, I just thought about
there
this.
There you go.
I personally like The Haunting, which is what The Haunting of Hill House was based on.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, like, there's
a
movie.
Tell me about that, yeah.
Made in 1963.
You're talking about the original one, not the remake with Liam Neeson?
God, no. Not the original one. That one is super good. It's really, really good. I like it quite a bit. The story's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And the characters are a little bit different, but I mean, for 1963, it's very good, like, horror.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't know, I like it quite a bit. I think we should watch it, actually, one day.
I want to.
I own it. So.
I'm down.
Sometimes I like to put on, like, just, like, dumb slasher movies, too. Prom Night.
I saw Prom Night for the first time when I was, like, 14, but I had never seen, like, a scary movie for real. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, really scared, and I left my cousin's birthday sleepover. Because I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah. One of the, like, I watched Jeepers Creepers 2 at a really young age that I probably shouldn't have watched. It was at a
sleepover.
I've
seen the first one.
Oh, I saw the second one first, and it was scary shit.
Yeah, that movie's
also we don't
creepy.
Support, because the guy's a really shitty person.
No, Scream! Sorry.
Scream.
Oh, I was thinking of, like, with the one movie.
Scream is great.
Scream is fantastic. You should watch it every single year.
Scream 2, even.
Yeah.
Also very good.
If you guys like zombie movies, Train to Busan, we recently watched. I liked that movie a lot.
I don't think that...
Well, I mean, it's a zombie movie if you want to...
But I was like, it's more emotional.
Yeah.
So I was if you're going into that thinking you're going to be scared, sure, yes, there
You'll
are
be
scary
stressed
movies.
I was
anything,
stressed, yeah.
But you will
You will cry.
We sobbed.
I sobbed the first time I watched that so much, and then every time I've seen it since.
Some people would consider Parasite to be a horror movie.
How?
I would not... I would not, but I can see why, just the idea of, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but just the ending, where you find the twist, what's wrong with the house, and like what, and just the energy living around this house and this rich family. Like, some people would find that really disturbing. I hate that man. you guys know which man. Yeah. There's that scene where he's, you know, and I'm just like, oh, he's creeps me out. And he creeps me out, and I hate it. That's the only part of it that I would be scared. The rest of it is a great social commentary on class.
Eat the rich.
Eat the rich.
Always. I really like the movie The Descent. That movie,
I actually want to watch that. I do.
Stressed me the hell out. I will tell you what I told John the whole time we were watching the movie. I was like, I'm going to poop my pants. Like, the whole time. Like, that's the level of stress. Because it's about spelunking. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
Spelunking is when you're like, when you're it's like cave, it's cave rock climbing.
Yeah. So I was stressed the whole goddamn time, the further they went in.
Yeah.
I also really like watching As Above, So Below.
That one actually I kind of liked, because that just one like had an interesting plot.
Yeah, I like the plot of the movie. Mm-hmm. The movie's not like the best movie in the world. I just like the plot of going deeper into the catacombs, and that's what you get out of it.
Yeah, I wasn't super scared, but I really did like the idea of the movie.
I also like the idea that the gates of hell are in the catacombs.
Yeah.
Also that they brought up, like, Nicholas Flamel. And
yeah, they brought up, they came up, like, out and I was like, and then also, like, reality and time, and I was like, okay.
There were so many different levels that were in that movie that I was like, you know what? I'm here. Final Destination.
Final Destination's a good one.
I haven't watched it this year, but I like to at least, like, watch it around this time. There are tons of movies. I like spooky movies.
Yeah, we do watch a lot of spooky movies out of season here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this household.
I like to be stressed all year round.
It's true. You guys don't really watch anime, but for those of you who are interested in watching some spooky things for anime, I don't really watch horror anime because, again, as you know, I'm a baby. But I do like certain things that have, like, that spooky vibe to it. One of my favorites is this anime called Death Parade. And so the premise is, without me spoiling anything,
literally thought you were going to say The Black Parade.
No. It's called Death Parade. It's really, really good. It's only, like, I think 10 or 12 episodes, so super short. You can get it done super quick. It's about this girl. She comes down this elevator. She doesn't remember how she gets in this elevator.
Right. Yeah. Elevators.
And then she comes out of this elevator and she's in, like, a casino, it looks like. And she's just like, okay, what am I doing? Oh, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. Never mind. Sorry. There's this couple. There's these two people, a couple, like a married couple, come out of two separate elevators. And they're just like, what are we doing here? How did we get here? Do you remember anything? And they're like, no. And then there's a bartender over at the bar. Uh-huh. And he's like, come on over here, guys. And they're just like, hi, what's going on? Where are we? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'll tell you everything. Just sit down at this bar.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, but, like, what's going on? And he's like, you guys need to play a game first. You need to spin this wheel. And then they're like, what's going on? He's like, I can't tell you, just do it. And then they're like, ugh. So they do it, and then they have to play a game of darts. And so they're just like, okay. And
are you ready or not?
Yeah, and so he's like, and so he tells them the rules. He was just like, you guys need to play a game of darts with every, like, advancement in the game, you will learn more about what's going on here.
Yeah.
And so they play darts. And this dartboard is really interesting because it has different body parts on it. And so they have to play against each other. And yikes. So they shoot it, and then wherever it lands, they feel a pain in that person. So, like, say the girlfriend shoots at, I don't know, a leg, you know, and then his leg will feel a lot of pain. Mm. And so they're like, what the fuck? They're just like, we don't want to play this. He's like, you can't go anywhere until you finish the game. And so they're just like, okay. And so, but with every, you know, turn, it gets more intense and their memories start to come back. And they realize, well, and also as it, because this game turns them against each other, it shows their true selves. Like, you know, am I a good person? Am I going to sacrifice my well-being for this person? Until you find out, this is not any spoilers because this isn't the first episode, you find out that these two died at the same time in a car crash on their honeymoon.
Rip.
And so if two people in the universe die at the exact same time, they come to one of these rooms and they have to battle each other in these games to see who goes to heaven and who goes to hell.
Jesus. Yikes.
And so this man, this bartender, because each time as they get through the game, their memories come back and they have to figure it out. They're like, wait, are we dead? And he's like, okay, now that you know that you're dead, I am your judge.
I was going to say.
He's the judge. And he's like, based on how you guys play this game, I will decide which one goes to heaven, which one goes to hell. And then this whole time, there's a woman up in the balcony watching all of this. She's kind of like a judge in training, and that's how, and she's the one you follow throughout this whole thing. And it's the most infuriating and frustrating show, but it's also so good because in this short amount of time, each episode you get a new pair, and you root for some people, and then you like hate some other people, and then these judges make their decisions, and then sometimes they make decisions that you hate. You're like, how can you do that? Why did you do that? And then
like real life.
Yeah, and it's like a whole like it's a commentary on like what's right, what's wrong, who deserves heaven, who deserves hell.
Yeah.
You know, all this stuff. So good. Very quick. If you guys are into that kind of stuff, I really liked it. Let's see. Devilman Crybaby. I already kind of briefly mentioned it, but it's about this scrawny boy and his best friend. His best friend has been like kind of like a psychopath his whole life. And then they meet up again when in their teens. And his psychopath friend is like, bro, want to go out clubbing tonight? Also, I have a giant machine gun. Let's go party. And he's like, okay. And then he goes. And then they go to a club. And then his friend is like, I'm on a mission. There are some demons in the world and they're hiding as humans. You're going to help me try to bring them out. And he's like, okay. At this club, you see some people, like, I guess it's kind of like debauchery, like sin, just regular sin, like over sexualization and like drinking and drugs can make you turn into a monster.
Yeah.
And the friend manipulates the main character, Akira, to turn into this monster, but Akira is so, I guess, good that he has a half human, half devil heart. And so that's why he's called Devilman. And so the whole series is about this Devilman guy trying to, you know, navigate this world and say, like, these demons are bad, all demons are bad. But then also finding out that, wait, some demons are actually like me and both good and bad. But then also some humans are also bad. And then it's almost like a zombie movie in a way, or a zombie show in a way, where you see people turn against each other, very like pandemic looking thing. Again, very short, very few episodes, also very upsetting to watch sometimes. The ending, sad.
Why do you pick
I don't know. That one I chose because it was very sensationalized at the time. The animation was really cool, and I'm more drawn to animation than anything. But, and the rest, I stayed because I was just like, what the fuck is going on? And I needed to see how it ended. This one's not really a spooky thing, but I think Akira is fun to watch. It was one of the first Japanese movies to utilize like lip flaps, synchronized lip flaps to dialogue.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's like a big deal. And also it's just beautifully animated. The reason why I would consider this, I would like to watch this in like Halloween times, is because there's a lot of disturbing imagery and like government experiments on children. And there's some children that look like old people. And there's like a giant glob monster that you see at the end of the movie. It's like an artsy, disturbing thing to watch. That's kind of it. I mean, there's a whole bunch of other animes out there, but those are the ones that I really like.
I remembered some more movies.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about Ready or Not.
Oh.
Did you guys watch? Fucking love that movie. Okay. If you haven't seen that movie, it has, I forgot how to say her name.
With an S.
Yeah, it's like Samara?
I think so.
Weaving?
Samara Weaving?
Something like that.
Sounds about right.
I don't know.
She cries a lot in the movie.
She's really good at being a scream queen.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's phenomenal in that movie, though. Mm-hmm. You should watch it. It's great. Another one that I forgot about. I forgot about it a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm. I watched Suspiria almost every Halloween. Oh,
Suspiria. I will watch that.
1977.
Just because I'm really into artsy stuff, so I am willing to watch that one. I also read a lot of scary webtoons for some reason. So there's this artist called A. Resin. I think that's how you pronounce it. They have two different comics, webcomics. I read them all on Webtoon, and they're all free if you guys want to download them. So there's Melvina's Therapy, and that one's just about this therapist who is doing some shady stuff, and people, like, see very creepy things, and she just, like, manipulates all her patients into, like, pretty much she manipulates them horribly enough to benefit her in the end. That one's kind of cool. And then this one's an ongoing one right now called Gremory Land, and these groups of people are brought into a horror-themed theme park, and they can't get out, and then this theme park actually actively tries to kill each of the members, and then as you go on, you kind of find out that these people are here for a reason, and this Gremory Land, this theme park, is made to kind of exact maybe a revenge or some sort of like comeuppance for all these people's wrongdoings. All
right, Saw.
Yeah, it's done kind of, yeah, and so it's very interesting. I like it so far. There's also this duo called, their names are Youngchen Huang and Karn B. Kim. They have two different comics. One's called Bastard. That one is really, really interesting because it's about this man who is a serial killer, like an active serial killer, and his son. His son knows that his dad is a serial killer, and like his son just kind of cleans up stuff after he's done, but the son just kind of wants like a regular life. And then one day the son meets this new girl and falls in love with her, and then the dad sees this girl and he's like, I want that one. And then the son's like, no. And so it's kind of like a battle between wits over this girl, and it's just a lot of stuff. And then the most recent one is called Sweet Home, and that one's kind of like a zombie one. It's very similar to Devilman Crybaby, where it's supposed to comment on what humanity is, what's scarier, like an actual monster or just people.
Yeah.
And also people turning into monsters, and does that make them a bad thing? Then you got Ghost Teller by QTT. That one's just a bunch of ghost stories in the cute little Korean style. And then this one's more like it's not really like a horror thing, but if you're into history, this one's based in the Vietnamese Civil War. Am I right? I think so. Malaysian, sorry. It's in Malaysia, like the Malaysian Civil War between the Chinese and the Malays, and like pretty much just them fighting over the country and just people dealing with it. And so that one's more like a horror, like a war horror thingy. And also it's based around this girl who has intense OCD, and her OCD is personified in a really scary monster. And so there's that. Yeah, that's about it. Those are the ones that I read that are pretty creepy.
Other movies that you should watch that I really like. Hush is a good thriller horror. Mike Flanagan doing what he does best. Then I really like, sometimes I really like alien movies.
Mm.
I don't know, there's something about them. Aliens, obviously.
I still haven't seen Aliens. I keep saying, let's watch it. And you guys are like, no,
it's a long movie.
I was just going to say, it is a time commitment. You can watch all of the Aliens. One and two are probably like your best bet.
Yeah. Three Bill is Paxton. Like fine. Four if you want to see Winona Ryder.
I was going to say four if you want to see Winona Ryder. But there's what is the movie called? I think it's called Life with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
It's not like super, super scary, but it is pretty good. I really liked it. Upgrade with the Tom Hardy lookalike. that movie, so good. Oh, it was so good. It's literally Venom, but not Venom.
Okay.
It's just the non-franchise version of it.
Hmm.
So good. Cloverfield. 10 Cloverfield Lane is scarier.
Ooh, what a movie.
It's more intense because it's more of a psychological thriller than anything
that
else.
That is an intense movie.
Makes you look at Sully very differently.
Hmm. It does.
It. Mm. I like it. I think it's a good fun time. The first one. The second one's just a lot.
The second one is a mess.
The actors are great. But Don't Breathe. I really like that movie. It's the one where the guy
is blind
and they go rob his house.
That one's weird.
It's intense. Then the third act is just fucking weird.
I know that part. That's what I remember the most about. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Literally gets to that point. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Annabelle Comes Home. Iconic. I love that one.
I've not seen that one, but I do like Annabelle Creation.
I mean, Creation. That's the one I meant.
I haven't seen any Annabelle movies. I only saw The Conjuring, and she made cameo appearance at the first in the first few minutes.
I think the funniest thing is that she was a Raggedy Ann doll, which, by the way, creepy in its own right. So
true. Invisible Man, even though this is a newer movie, I really liked the new Invisible Man with
Elizabeth Moss.
Thank you.
And Oliver Jackson Cohen.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
What a queen. It's so good. He's barely even in the movie.
He's invisible?
Yes.
Well,
actually, you don't know if he's the Invisible Man.
I did read the Wikipedia page. You don't know.
It's very well. It's just well done. I think that one's good because the whole time they're just trying to make it, is she the crazy one? Or are you? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I think those are fun. Hereditary, obviously.
That one's good.
A Quiet Place. I think that's a good, fun...
Still have not seen it.
Alien-ish movie.
But I'm willing.
It's a good time. I think you'd enjoy it.
I'm sure I will, but I'll hate the silence after, I'm sure.
I was gonna say, the thing about... Because it's not necessarily that scary. It's the fact that it's completely silent.
Yeah.
That's what's gonna make you uneasy, because most people don't do well with silence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. There's tons of movies out there that you can watch that will make you... That'll fill you with joy if you're...
if you're into that.
Scary things.
Yeah.
I like scary movies. I like to be scared.
Ouija Origin of Evil. Sorry. I like love that movie.
Luigi board.
Luigi board.
Luigi board.
Oh, Monster House. How the fuck
did I Monster House. I totally forgot. It's a
girl house.
That movie's fun. I like that one. I
fucking love that movie. Sinister. That's another one. That's an actual scary
movie. My uncle saw that for the first time this past weekend. He said it was super scary.
Sinister? Yeah, because it is. That's another one that, like, they don't show you the monster until very late in it. And I think that's the best you can do for a horror-esque movie is don't overshare your scary thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Build up that anticipation. It'll do wonders. Also, Ethan Hawke is an angel, and I love that man with my heart and soul. He won me over with Dead Poets Society, and I've loved him ever since.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
I'll start sobbing that movie. Yeah, so the spooky season is now officially to an end.
Yeah.
I know.
And then we go into...
Holidays,
and then we'll do holiday special stuff later.
Christmas time!
I love it.
It's too early.
No, okay. Halloween time!
No.
No.
We can start cranking out the Mariah Carey right now.
Once it turns... Mariah Carey only, I guess.
12:01. November 1st. All I want for Christmas.
Let's go. Wait until after Thanksgiving type of person.
I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I'm not white.
No, but I feel like it's an appropriate amount of time, like
gap between them.
Oh, I do not. I don't care about Thanksgiving whatsoever.
Oh, I love Thanksgiving. Oh, I love it so much.
Nope. I've never given a shit about Thanksgiving.
I just love to eat. I mean, fuck, you know, the colonials and Thanksgiving, originally how they put it, was not it. But I just love to eat. And that's the only reason I will do Thanksgiving.
I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't like turkey. That's why I don't like
Thanksgiving. I also do not like turkey.
Boo. Sorry. Spanish meals all day, every day.
Boo.
Sorry, we know how to cook better.
I stand by that.
We and use turkey seasoning.
Has no taste.
You know what? When we go to my parents' house in November, you don't have to eat my mom's food.
I won't eat the turkey. I just don't like
Your
turkey.
Your mom's also not white, so. Oh,
yeah. So she knows how to season.
Yeah. Woman.
True. You can eat.
We got a little bit on a tangent there, but holiday seasons are coming.
Yes.
Also, this means that the election is literally just around the corner. So if you haven't voted, please vote. If you have still your mail-in ballot, you need to drop them off.
You have to drop it off. Don't mail it.
You cannot mail it. You have to drop it off in person, either at the box or
at the polling place itself.
At the polling place itself, mm-hmm. please, 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 your civic duty, please vote. Yeah. Especially if you're in one of the important swing states, mm-hmm. please vote.
And be aware of, you know, I know sometimes paying attention to politics is very draining and depressing and whatnot, but at least, you know, for 2 minutes a day, kind of be like, what's going on in your state right now? And can you do anything? And then that's it. You don't look at it anymore.
Yeah. Go watch some spooky things. I was like, you don't have to, you know, be around it all the time, but you should give a shit just enough.
Yeah. But, you know, just have fun. Be, like, even if you...
What a transition.
I know, but, like, you know, even though stuff's going on right now, take the time with, you know, anyone you can be with during this period, you know, and be safe. And you guys can still have fun on Halloween, even though you can't go out and party and whatever. You can still have movie nights.
Yeah, you can get a projector. Projectors aren't that expensive if you can get one. Yeah,
put it on your garage.
Yep. Just project a movie out with your friends.
Yeah, or your neighbors, if you guys are close to your neighbors.
If you are hanging out with friends, just don't make it a huge group. Don't throw a huge party. Be safe. Be courteous. Even if your state is fully open, still be mindful that, like, whoever you're hanging out with could be going back to somebody who is susceptible to the virus and could get in harm's way. So this is not done, regardless what the White House says. We're nowhere near finishing this virus. For crying out loud, Disneyland Paris is closing.
Yeah.
Literally this week, because their numbers have just gone back up. That's in France, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
They're in their second wave, and the United States is still in their first.
Yeah.
So, it's not done, and it's not done by a long shot. So, please be safe, wear a mask, keep your distance when possible.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
But also be good to you. Be good to yourself. Take some time away and just do good things that make you feel good.
Yes.
Watch a TV show, read a book.
Go out for a walk.
Yeah.
Go out and enjoy nature if you can. If you're able to go to the beach, go to the beach. Just be safe. Mm-hmm. Do what you can. Just be safe what you're doing.
Yes.
Know what you're doing is safe. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And that's it. I'm Eva. And you can follow me on Instagram at BevaMart and on Twitter at Eva_BevaMart. I haven't posted a lot on my Instagram in a long time. I've been very busy. I'm not going to tell what I'm doing, but I'm working. But I do post a lot on the Pop and Circumstance Instagram, which is Pop and Stance. And it's the same thing for Twitter, Pop and Stance.
Yep.
Emily, where are you?
You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at the Emily Garon. Victoria?
Can find me on Twitter at Chubby Pink Kirby.
Makes me giggle every time. Love it.
Can come for my hot takes. Although, I've just been talking about my latest obsession recently.
Yeah. Oh, Blackpink?
Blackpink.
Oh, so good.
Just gonna plug that in there. You guys should watch the documentary on Netflix.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Had a great time. I didn't know who they were going in, and I came out.
A stan.
If you like fun music, I don't know.
Yeah.
So you guys be good. Thank you for listening. Bye.